Thanks for listening to this highlight from Connecting Faith. To hear the entire broadcast or to hear more highlights from our recent shows, you can go to the Connecting Faith show page at myfaithradio.com.
The Academy Awards take place in a few weeks. We reviewed some of the Oscar-nominated movies and actors and also talked about stories and themes coming out of Hollywood, the place of Christian films in pop culture, trends in movie making, and how to watch a movie responsibly. Here's a highlight from Connecting Faith. I'm Ryan Thomas. Joined by film critic, theologian, and author Drew Trotter, we asked about the upcoming big-budget film Noah and the attitude Christians should have towards it and other films with faith elements that may not feature an entirely accurate representation of the Christian message.
You've got a big-budget, well-known movie coming out in just a few weeks on Noah and the flood, done by a secular Jew named Darryl Aronofsky, who is fascinated with the story. And there is a lot of buzz right now about whether he's going to be able to get Christians to go to the movie or not. Has he been consistent enough with what the biblical record tells us of Noah? And it's got Russell Crowe in it and a lot of different people. Jennifer Connelly, Academy Award winners, both of them. But will it succeed among Christians? Who knows?
Should we expect? The movie will have probably a, you know, it won't have necessarily a biblical soundness to it necessarily. So do we go and just say, well, we'll get something out of it if we can, or do we just not have any expectations?
Well, see, I look at movies, yes, for myself, but I really look at movies, Neil, regularly as something that I need to go to be able to understand my neighbor, to be able to relate to my neighbor, and to be able to have conversations with my neighbor about spiritual things that aren't awkward. You know, it's awkward to go up to your neighbor and say, hey, George, you were drunk the other night at the party. Let's have a talk about that. I mean, maybe you do that and that can happen, but it can be a very natural thing to take them to a movie and then go and discuss it. And especially one that has a biblical narrative at the center of it. I mean, you'd have an 8-minute short film if you filmed everything the Bible actually tells us about Noah and the flood in 2 chapters. You've got to fill all that in to make a 2-hour movie with all kinds of other stuff. And apparently Aronofsky does that. The question is, how legitimate is that other stuff? And I think it's something we should go to see just because our friends who are not Christians will want to talk about it and find out what we think about it. And we need to realize, we need to understand what we think about it and think in a sophisticated, responsible way about what that movie says.